Good morning. You're listening to our live local interview. Today is Thursday, September 27th. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Susan Bryles and Cynthia Gibson. Susan's with Patient Health Benefits with Search, and Cynthia's with Waddle & Reed Financial Advisors, here to talk about a presentation they're giving on Friday at Sitka Public Library at 11 a.m. on aging into Medicare and Social Security. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you tell me a little bit more about this presentation? What is it and why is it important?
Well, Susan's going to start. This is Cindy, and she is going to start talking about Medicare. And for years now, Susan and I have worked together on this topic because whenever you apply for Medicare, which everyone who's not currently working will need to apply right around their 65th birthday. That's called aging into Medicare. You have a seven-month window. It's the 3 months before your birth month, the month you were born, and then the 3 months after. That's like a special window for you to apply. Well, when you apply, it's going to ask you if you want to sign up for Social Security at that time, if you haven't done so already. And then that's where I come in, because now you have lots of decisions to make on whether or not it's, you know, appropriate for you or advantageous for you to apply for Social Security as it pertains to now your retirement planning and what you're trying to do to maximize your retirement years, financially speaking.
And this process, you said, can be quite complicated, and some people can make decisions that down the line might be irreversible.
Yeah. When you're aging into Medicare, there's time frames on everything. Excuse me. There's time frames that you need to be aware of so that you don't end up being penalized or lose your opportunity to get into the type of plan that you need.
Yep. And so, and then at that time too, if you just apply for Social Security, you might be missing out on other opportunities around strategies in the application process. And there are many, many layers that are unique to everyone's situation, because it depends on your age, potentially your spouse's age, you know, what your work history has been, whether or not you've worked as a teacher in the TERS system or for the state of Alaska or city of Sitka in the PERS system. Now there's other complicated layers, things called WEPs and GPOs, and those are reduced Social Security benefits if you're getting a pension or governmental defined contribution plan from a job in which you did not contribute to Social Security. And teachers don't contribute to Social Security at all. And so all they have is their pension, and then they're going to have a reduced Social Security benefit. And that is a surprise a lot of times to people. When they begin to apply, they don't realize that those consequences are a part of their reality. And then also there are things that you can do potentially, you know, around those types of things to try to maximize what your income is going to be over your lifetime, especially if you're married or you were married for at least 10 years and are now divorced, or you were married and now are widow or widower. So there are many, many layers of options for those folks. And in addition, there were other options that they have since removed in 2016, except for there are people who are grandfathered in. If you're born in 1953 or before and you have not yet filed for Social Security, you might have some unique options available to you to help maximize, you know, how you plan and how you file for your plan.
So a lot of complicating factors affecting this, and also a lot of misinformation out there and fears about Social Security. Can you speak a little bit to that?
I would say the biggest fear, the biggest comment that I get, that we hear in all Social Security, it's like the elephant in the room when we have a Social Security talk is, well, will it even be there in the future? So I believe since about the 1980s, I've been hearing that Social Security is not going to be there for our future. It will implode. When in fact, and that's like the media talking, or I don't know where it's coming from exactly, but it's pretty prevalent in sort of, you know, general scuttlebutt. And so what happens, though, is that Social Security is the federal government's single largest program. There's over $3 trillion involved. And a lot of times they have their people in the background doing all the actuarials. So they're saying, worst case scenario, if this, 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 and this all line up and happen simultaneously, then we may have to reduce people's benefit in the year 2032 by 30%. But there are many things and bits of reform, and that's part of the reform that happened in 2016, and there are other things that they can do to buoy up the program. It would be sort of catastrophically impactful on the U.S. economy if Social Security were to go away, because it's a huge percentage of most people's retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just, if you took that program away, it's going to tax the system in another way through Medicaid and other issues.
Yeah.
It just would be catastrophic. I don't know. I don't have the knowledge to foresee, you know, how that would impact our whole economy, but there would be major, major, major ramifications. And the U.S. would not be as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
So for that to happen, I mean, of course, anything could happen, but the probability of it happening, I think, is very, very small.
And Susan, can you speak a little bit more to Medicare and what you kind of want to convey at this presentation and help people understand?
Sure. People who are turning 65, excuse me, have to approach, you know, am I going to get Part A? Am I going to get Part A and B? How am I going to pay for them? And then if they're retiring and aging out of employment and into Medicare for their health insurance, there's a lot of questions surrounding those things. In Alaska, we only have what are called Medicare supplement plans if they don't have a retirement plan, say, through the state of Alaska. And there's a lot of information on Medicare supplement plans that are very important, because pretty much in Alaska, once you buy into one, you are stuck with that plan and that company pretty much for the rest of your life. And there's also Part D, which is prescription drug plans, and everybody needs to know when you can change them, why you would change them, what impacts them.
Mm. And so you're speaking on Friday morning at 11 at the library. You're talking about Medicare first.
Yes.
And then there will be a lunch from 12 to 12:30.
Yeah.
And then at 12:30, you'll begin speaking about Social Security for
an
hour.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then afterward, you're going to have some time, about 30 minutes, to answer people's questions and maybe give them a little bit more personalized advice if they have any burning questions about Medicare and Social Security.
Exactly. And we talk with people as we go along. We answer questions. We usually mm-hmm. have a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the opportunity is always there to just call us one-on-one and meet with us off, you know, out of this public setting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you have some, you know, serious questions or not serious questions, just general questions. Maybe you can't come on Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, going to a seminar is not your thing, but you still have questions. You're welcome to call us. My phone number is 966-2803. And Susan,
And if you're getting ready to go into Medicare and you want to have a private conversation, my number is 966-8662.
And these are just things that we do to kind of help make Sitka a better place to live. There's no cost to do this. We're just really happy to help people with this complicated information, because it takes us about maybe 5 minutes to help you understand what your options are. Whereas it might take you 5 weeks because you just don't know the language. You have to do a ton of research and understand comprehensively all of the options. We can just like funnel that right down because of our background and our personal interest in it as well, I think.
And is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we sign off this morning?
Free lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just want a free lunch, just come at 12 to 12:30. We'd be happy to see you. But, you know, we'll see you other places too, Sitka.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
We'll know who you are.
It'll be fun. You'll be surprised at how interesting it can be. And then you'll be able to impress all of your friends at the next cocktail party with all of your special knowledge. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Great.
I've been speaking with Susan Bryles and Cynthia Gibson. They're giving a presentation on aging into Medicare and Social Security on Friday morning at 11 at Sitka Public Library. Thanks again.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.